This meeting is being live streamed. All right, guys. So it is already with us. You can give it permission. You may get that popped up, and we are live. All right, guys, we are here. It's going to take us a minute.
I should have grabbed a coffee in my book.
Oh,
near the room.
Oh, Riley, go run.
Here we go.
Oh, Stacy, who's the little one?
This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Hi, Jamie. Hi.
And this is Georgie.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey, Georgie, Jamie, welcome to Monarch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's nice to meet you.
You too, dear. You too. All right. We are going live to celebrate Riley Cross's book birthday party.
Yay.
Hooray, hooray. And we are
long time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I am refreshing and checking the stream. We're hoping that everything is popping in and doing as it should, y'all.
I'm not seeing it come up on YouTube just yet, but I'm refreshing.
No, me too.
Mine has it as we're live, so. But I refreshed.
So I'm going to play. Oh, I see us, y'all. We're here. It's there. You never know how this stuff works. Well, I'm going to get into the chat, and I'm going to get to talk now. And welcome, everybody. Yep, Stephanie's in it. She just said hello. So there we go. It's working. Stephanie's already trying for the games, Riley. She's making sure that her chat works.
Yeah, I have it.
Make sure.
That's just the only way to do it. Gotta have those double screens.
Yes.
Yes.
We have learned that over time.
I'm glad my camera works this time. Oh gosh, on my computer.
Hello.
Mark.
Or Bell. I think there might be someone else coming in.
Hi, Mark.
I hear Mark.
Kia ora.
Let's find Mark.
There he is.
Oh, hey, Mark. I know that you're in a break. We're so happy.
I'm at school.
Yes.
And it is school?
Yes. And Mark is here. So now we can get started because we can't have a party without Mark. Show us around, Mark. Mark is from New Zealand.
Oh, nice.
So it's Monday where he's at, guys.
Right.
And he's frozen as he walks through the halls. Speaking of school, Riley Cross, school teacher here, celebrating her book launch. We're
Year
so excited.
11.
Yes. Yay. Year 11, Year, Nancy.
Year 11 of teaching.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, oh. She said that she's had 11 years in teaching. This is her 11th year.
I taught little kids for 11 years, but then I ended up teaching university and graduate students. So great fun. What age do you teach?
So I've actually taught every grade level in high school.
Okay.
So they just keep moving me around.
Right.
Currently creative writing and seniors.
Oh, great. Gosh, is that needed?
Yes, love the creative writing. I know, like, Riley is on point with that. Now she can share her experiences with all of us about her behind the scenes. We have got Kelly Martin in the chat saying thanks for being here. Kelly is awesome. She is our developmental editor. She has said so excited for you, Riley. So she's here in the chat with us.
She's the reason there's a birthday scene in the book.
Oh, tell us. Tell us about that.
It was funny because it was one of Kelly's comments early on. She's like, we just need a little more world building and like days. And I'm like, what about birthdays? It's actually funny because I've gone on a tangent about how, you know, like we should think about these little details, even in my own creative writing class. And like, I'll use that example. I'm like, and that's how the birthday scene was developed.
Love it.
You know, it was such a fun scene. Like it was, you know, small, but like necessary, just here and there. It was like only a couple lines, really. But that little scene, those few little words really made a difference.
Yay, Kelly, you're making a difference. We love you. We're so happy you're here. So, everybody, look, this is what we're here for. Disconnected. Yeah, turn it upside down all which ways. We absolutely love you, Riley, and we are so happy. Now, your book came out on May 10th, but yes, it's the 21st, but we still have to have our book parties. We made it in the month of May, and we are so thankful that we get this opportunity to celebrate you, honor you. Thank you for all of our monarchs for being here, and I would like to go ahead and share my screen so we can get started with our party. So I hope everybody is able to see the slideshow.
Yep.
Yay. Hooray. All right. So congrats, Miss Riley Cross. It is going to be your birthday today for this book for May 10th and May 21st. You get double birthdays. That's fine. In the sci-fi dystopian world, we can create anything we want. So double birthdays.
Time machines.
So I would love for the monarchs that are in the room, if you could just take a minute to introduce yourself. I would love to start with Stephanie Cotta. Stephanie is a co-host of this meeting, just in case something might happen. She also has the slides, Riley, because you never know how it works here on Zoom and live streaming. But Stephanie Cotta, we're excited to announce your second book. It's coming up this year in December. So Stephanie, tell us a little bit about you.
I write young adult fantasy, and I've been probably writing for about 10 years. So I'm the author of The Conjurer's Curse, which just came out last December, and the sequel, The Race of Arjun, is coming out this December. I live in Southern Oregon, and I happen to live in a historic mining town. It was an old gold rush town. So there's a reason mining plays a big part in my stories. And I live with my husband, our two kids, a corgi named Walter, and a orange and white tabby named Percy.
Oh, love to have you here, Stephanie. All right, Mark, I want you to take it away because I know that your break won't last forever. It goes by so fast when you're changing classes. So, Mark, tell us more about you and the love we have for Maggie and the Mountain of Light.
Yes, well, hello, kia ora, which is a greeting in New Zealand. Yes, I'm here. It's Monday at 11 o'clock. I've got half an hour before I'm supposed to be in front of some teenagers. They're fine, New Zealand teenagers. Lovely people, lovely. The author of Maggie and the Mountain of Light, and had some joy just over the last 2 weeks of having some book launch events and having my sister dressed as Lady Marie Studfor. And having my daughter Michaela dressed as Maggie. So it's been a blast. And I love being part of Monarch. What an awesome group of wonderful authors and supportive people. Thank you.
So congratulations, Mark, about Maggie. Maggie came out in April. We are so excited to see what's happening with you and following you on social media, getting to see the songs being sung in the middle of book launches, costuming, just the crowds there supporting you. We wish we could be in New Zealand with you, Mark. Trust me, we do. So we could be at some of these events that you've been having.
Just one last thing about the... Sorry, just one last thing about the song. That was completely unrehearsed. There was my sister just started singing. So she does.
And you said on your Twitter, on your tweet that you had to admit that a tear came to your eye there. It's like you got emotional during that book launch. I know you were so proud of having her there and of course, Michaela there to support you. But so congrats.
Thank you.
All right. Caitlin Alexander. She's still here, our spooky author in the house. What you got to say for us tonight, Caitlin?
Hi, I am so excited to be with all the monarchs, especially Riley, as we celebrate her today. I'm Caitlin, and I live in Southeast Minnesota, and I am a TV news anchor by night. Can you say that? And then a author by day. I wrote She's Still Here, which is a spooky middle grade mystery paranormal kind of story. And I'm working on number 2 as we speak, which has been really fun. And we're also, my husband and I co-wrote a picture book called Baby Celebrates Both Christmas and Hanukkah, and Caterpillar Books, an imprint of Monarch, picked that up for next summer. So we are very excited. We just saw some illustrations, by the way, this week, and they look incredible.
And then I get messages from Caitlin, how much do I have to cry today?
I know. They know on days like where I'm wearing makeup and I can't afford to cry, and I just cry the whole time.
Because the illustrations are beautiful. We're so thankful that we have Emily Grazinko as your illustrator, Caitlin. She's doing a phenomenal job behind the scenes for Baby Celebrates Both. So congratulations on your picture book world, on your middle grade world. We're so happy to have you here, Caitlin.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. So Stacy is new to Monarch. You've got to introduce yourself to everyone and the kids.
Okay, well, this is Jamie and this is Georgie. They're my two youngest. I also have a 22-year-old and a 28-year-old, Lacey and Thomas. We're in North Carolina in a tiny little town called Forest City. You probably don't know where that is, but if you're familiar with Lake Lore or Chimney Rock, a lot of people like to vacation there. It's a tourist town. We're very close to that. And we have two dogs, Fido and Starla. And I'm super excited about Free Sings the Sea, which is my young adult contemporary that will be coming in the fall 2024. And so excited to be here with you guys. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we love it, Stacy. We love it. Thank you for bringing your family with you. Guys, absolutely. My heart just felt all kinds of ways reading Free Sings with the Sea. Free Sings the Sea is such a powerful book that is so needed for our youth today. And I cannot wait for you guys to get that in your hands. So, Stacy, thank you for trusting us at Monarch to be able to publish such outstanding work. All right, Nancy, we've got to give a shout out to Nancy Stewart, our middle grade contemporary author. Nancy, we're so glad you're here. Please let us know a little bit about you. This is the first time people have met you as well.
Thank you so much, Jen, and hello to all of you. I'm delighted to be here this evening and also delighted, of course, to be a part of Monarch. I live in Tampa, Florida. I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri. However, my husband and three boys and I were so fortunate to have lived in London for 10 years. And that was really quite wonderful. And we get back and forth and have lots of friends and so forth there. I'm the author of seven books. The first six are picture books. I probably will not go back to picture books, although I was delighted to have done those. My seventh is a young adult novel called Beulah Land, and was published by Chicago Review Press. The new one that I'm going to be sharing wonderfully with all of you is a middle grade novel called Me and the Missouri Moon. And really, that's about it. I'm delighted to be here, and I look forward to getting to know you all better. I guess one more quick thing to tell you, because it pretty well defines me, is that I taught grade school for a number of years and have also taught university, both in England at Cambridge and then in the United States. So that's it.
So that's a lot. And Nancy, I just want to tell you that when I met Scarlett, I knew that she had to be a monarch. I prayed. I sent Stephanie behind the scenes. Stephanie, do you want to see what magic looks like? And I'm like, Stephanie, read the first chapters. This is magic. And I just want to tell you, we are so honored to have you with us at Monarch, and for us to be able to share Scarlett's story and be on the Missouri Moon. It means the world to me that all of you are here and all of our Monarchs that are behind the scenes. There are some that were not able to be here. You can see all of their beautiful pictures in front of you. Yeah. And just know, Kara, we want to give a special shout out to our Kara Lindeberg, our first author at Monarch. She got married yesterday. Aww. So congratulations to Kara. I want you to know Shelly Mack. She's at a writer's conference. Lindsay's at the softball field. We've got Lori. She's going to be in the chat with us. I'm going on right now and I am sharing this out to everybody and everywhere. So that's the thing that I'm doing. It looks like I'm multitasking. But for those of us that Lori just joined, she said, hi, all. And I just want to say for Ashley White, we want to wish her all of the best in California. We've got Abby Crank. She's with us too in spirit. And Angelique Burrell, absolutely love her, with A Mark in the Road coming out soon. So all of our Monarchs that are with us, whether they're here on the screen or if they're behind the scenes, just know, Riley, that you've got a great group of cheerleaders behind you who have been praying for you and celebrating with you.
So, well, I was going to say, like, one of the things that, like, made me, like, just pause was I was looking at the Monarch website when I was, like, just going through my querying list. And I was like, there seems like so much love here. And I don't know, and I've been part of, like, a couple other launches before that, too, like, just reading things or doing things. But I just was really honored that you picked my book.
I'm happy that we have your book, which is our first science fiction dystopian. And as anybody knows, we all have a top 10 list of books that are our favorite books in the world, or it's really hard to even say a top 10 book, but Fahrenheit 451 is on my list. Ooh. And absolutely loved Fahrenheit so much. And I want to tell you, I have not read a dystopian since Fahrenheit that truly rocked me the way that Disconnected did. So I just want to thank you. Wow. I'm just so honored to have you with me and just love you. So tell us a little bit about you now, Riley. It's your turn.
So obviously I was 7'4", but I've been a teacher for 11 years. A mom to two beautiful little kids who my husband is entertaining right now. So mommy can do her thing on the computer. They would happily come on and tell you a lot more about me than you would ever wish to know. So that's why they're there. But I love writing. That's like my secondary nature. So like once I get through all the teaching stuff and the mom stuff, it's like, do I have time to write? Because that's where I just find myself the happiest. And I've been writing since I was 16 years old, and I've written several full-length novels that will never see the light of day. But like everything leads to a certain moment, and I felt like Disconnected was the one project. I'm like, this one needs to get out there. My kids were so excited. My son has been like praying every day that mommy's book will be the best. I'm like, well, that's pretty interesting. And I just love that, like that my kids get to see that when mommy's like writing, it's like they get to see it come into being a reality. And it was just really such a moment the other day when I showed them my book and I'm like, look, that's your niece, you. And that was just a very powerful moment for me. So that's me in a nutshell.
So speaking about empowering others and being a role model, Caitlin also has had some experiences meeting your students. Tell us a little bit about how working with students actually fuels your creative energy.
Well, first of all, they loved you, Caitlin. Like, my students loved you. They had like a whole bunch of questions for her afterwards, and she so graciously answered. And but working with students, just for me, I'm inspired by like just seeing what they're interested in and where they're going. And I love seeing when a student's eyes light up and like they find their dream, you know, and they discover it in that moment, because a lot of times we just kind of get this like dull-eyed glaze behind the cell phone. And when they light up and they're like, wait, I can achieve what I want, you know, there is more out there. I think for me, that's like such a powerful moment. And that's the reason a lot of the ideas in my book came from working in the classroom, because it's about a high school girl. It's about a surgery to open up your brain so you can be more connected to the they call it the data stream, but it's basically Wi-Fi, to be more connected with this online world that's just not real. And to become disconnected, to finally see who you are and why you believe and what you believe. I think it's a powerful moment. And that's what I wanted to have happen in the book, because I've seen it happen for my students. And I just love that moment when we discover who we are apart from what the thousand voices online are telling us to be.
So speaking of things that are online, I want to talk about the reader's guide that we have at our monarcheducationalservices.com. Riley, you work super hard on your reader's guide. I really love what you did here. We have our Monarch content rating, PG-13. Parents or anyone that is interested in what our content ratings are, you can find them on our websites. But Riley, tell us a little bit about your reader's guide.
Oh, I'd love to. So it was so much fun when you asked me, can you do like a little curriculum too, plus fill out the reader's guide? Like I was in heaven. So we have, I'm trying to like zoom in on the screen a little bit. A lot of your, I guess I can go over the highlights. I feel like, and what might not be on here, but I'll kind of abbreviate. I think a lot of the positive content you're going to find in this book is where you find like connections, connecting with family, finding people who are like family to you, and making those real authentic relationships in your life, not just, you know, always living up to some sort of perfect standard. That's a really positive element that's in the book. I love the hard topics when you give me that, because it's like, well, there are some things, you know, to be aware of. Things like, you know, there's a lot of death. There is, you know, dealing with death. There's the book ban, like the banned books are such a big topic right now. And like, what would the world be if we did ban all books, and where would we be without that knowledge?
Yeah.
So there's, I can't really read the screen super well, so I'm just going off the top of my head. Hopefully that's good. Violence. It was funny. A couple of reviews were like, this is more violent than I remember. But like in the apocalyptic world, there are quite a bit of violent scenes, just to kind of show you how far humanity can, you know, get away from its own humanity. There's organ harvesting. That's sort of an undercurrent theme throughout the story. If you're not good enough, then what good are you? Just give us, you know, those body parts, you know, that we need to make a better human being. And I think that's, you know, it's an unfortunate reality of that kind of mindset. And we just need to really push this idea that everyone should be loved and cared for, and you have a purpose, because without it, you fall prey to this sort of thinking. Definitely some themes here. I don't know if you can, yeah, I really can't see it on my screen. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
I think for me, I'm just going to go off. I know we have the list there, but for me, I think the most powerful theme is just being able, once we've made a choice, to also live with the choices we've made. So make the best ones you can in that moment, to figure out who you are outside of what others say, and to really like pursue the truth, like passionately, you know, not to sell the truth for something cheaper, you know, just to get for the sake of getting along in this life. And for me, that was one of the most powerful pieces about writing all of this.
Love. So if you guys want to check out that reader's guide, it is free on our website. It would be great for your next book club. If you're a homeschool family, an educator, a librarian that's looking for activities, it's for anyone that is wanting to connect more with our author's work. And we are excited that we have that opportunity to share this guide with you, because it's packed full for you. Oh, I got to ask you this. All right. What's been your favorite part of working on Disconnected?
Right at the end, when you challenged me to come up with quotes for each chapter that like are from the library. Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. I literally spent hours creating these little snippets of imaginary books that would be in this virtual library. And I'm like, what would have been written? Kind of imagining like what books might be in this sort of library. What kind of wisdom would they hold? And then how does that connect to this particular chapter? I'd say that was one of my favorite parts, was going through and adding that in.
Because the part of the forbidden library, I think that is so timely in our world today. And then being able to take snippets of wisdom or mm-hmm. advice or words to live by. That's what happens when we read books that matter. And yes. it's important that that carried through for each chapter. It just set the bar. Like, it made it so special to me when I would read it, and it just got me so pumped to see what was going to happen next. How was this going to play out? So you did a phenomenal job on Thanks. All of those book quotes. So thank you for that, and for being open to saying, oh, why not?
Yeah.
Because having that Forbidden Library opened up just gives the reader one more opportunity to understand, wait, there's beauty in words. There's beauty in books. Let me go out there and find some more.
And some of my, I think one of my favorite ones was written in the blood of the author on this random sheet of paper. I was like, oh, this is like, it's funny because not all of them are printed. Some of them are diary entries that have been painstakingly preserved or scanned. And like, it was so much fun to like, it made the library come more, it was alive already in my head, but it just made it, like you said, open up.
Absolutely love it. All right. One of my favorite characters is now on the screen. I would love for you to tell us a little bit about your characters, maybe some inspirations behind your characters, whatever comes to you. We would love to hear more.
Get to dish about this. I love it. So Kiara is sort of, I think everyone does with this with their main character. You sort of hope that your main character is like the better version of you. So she's definitely sort of like me in terms of just, this is my world. These are the people I interact with and no one else. And she kind of cuts a lot of people out of her life. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just she's very focused on that. But I like to think she's better than me because she's also a little bolder and she says what's on her mind. And I kind of love that little sassiness to her whenever something gets her fired up. But she does sort of tend to slowly start opening up and letting more people in her life and realizing that, you know, you can start to trust people. And, you know, even if they do the unexpected, like, you know, like figuring out who's your true friend and who's not. And I kind of like that sort of slow progression of her world. Grandpa is a very special character to me. The beginning of my book, I kind of inscribed this. I had my own grandfather passed away recently. And so hopefully I don't tear up, but I mean, I just kind of feel that like Grandpa in this story just has a lot of wisdom to give, and he does what he can to sort of like give her what she needs before it's too late. And I just kind of love that little tribute piece. So for those inspiration, kind of a combination actually of both of my grandfathers, just their words of wisdom over the years kind of come together in that character. And then it's funny because like I've heard his name pronounced two ways. In my head, it was always Silas, but other people say Silas. So I've heard them talk about that character. In my head, it was always Silas. But he's such a great character too, because he's just, not only is he the main love interest, the best friend, but I feel like he is like what Kiara could have been if she didn't like follow her heart and find the truth, because he's so wrapped up in the world and advancing and doing what he needs to do to get to this next level that he loses sight. Whereas I think Kiara, thanks to like her grandfather's wisdom and just these little things, these little bits of knowledge that she has, she's able to choose a different path. So I like seeing how their stories both intertwine and come apart and then come back together again. Then we have, of course, the band of sort of rebels outside the walls. One of my favorite characters is Ash. She was not expected. I did not plan for her to be written into the story. So that was interesting. She just literally came out of nowhere because I felt like at first, I'm like, why is she here? She's kind of redundant. We really got muscle on the team. We've got Pecor. He's a fabulous, like, half man, half robot. You know, he spouts wisdom like he's Yoda. He's great. And then Ash is the muscle too for this group, but she's just mean. And there's just so much layers to her that once you start peeling back the layers, you realize that there's a really beautiful person underneath. And I kind of just love the transformation of her character. So there's Ash, there's Recor, and all these people have been hurt and harvested. Their organs have been harvested. So they've been hurt by the system. You've got Sky and Ardo. Ardo can't pronounce things correctly. His tongue has been taken, and Sky's an artist whose eyes have been taken and replaced with computer orbs. So she can only see things in sort of grids, rough shapes. You ever play any of those like video games where everything's sort of like blockish and you can just sort of see like heat signals or just like she can't see in detail anymore, but she can still somewhat see. Then you've got your robot characters, and I know I'm rambling on now, but there's so many. I think my favorite robot character might be Nurse Enza, just because she's almost like one of those AIs that she has a heart, and later there's a reason revealed for that. Like she really does things that are unexpected for a robot with directives. She's almost like artificial intelligence with a conscience. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really unique about her character. So there's Mother Lotus and of course Otto, you know, they're both sort of opposite ends of the who do we trust, you know, bad guy, good, you know, the villain phenomenon. And then we have, of course, the teacher, Faye. She's one of the evil characters in the story. I think most teenagers kind of view their teachers as evil anyway. So it's kind of funny to have like that character in there and for her to be sort of a very complex villain as well. You know, there's reasons she does things that you feel like, oh, we can trust her. And then there's other times you're like, no, we can't. So she's just a whole ball of contradiction, which I love. And, you know, Phil, as far as inspirations for each character, there's like little pieces of real people everywhere. But as we say at the beginning of every book, all similarities are pretty coincidental. So, you know, we can't be held on the hook for that.
Love it. Thank you so much, Riley, for sharing some behind the scenes. Rachel Clark is out there on Facebook, and she said that she's watching and she wants to tell you congratulations. So thank you so much, Rachel, for joining us.
Thank you.
She's on our Facebook channel at Monarch watching there. So she said congratulations to you.
Thanks, Rachel. She's an amazing author. I actually bought some of her books for my class and then ended up keeping them for myself. So now these are part of the kids. This one's for me.
Absolutely love Rachel's collection, guys. You've got to go check out Rachel Clark. Oh, everybody has secrets going on in their books. And last time that we did this, it was so much fun to go around the room and let the monarchs be able to tell one secret that they may have in a book. And without giving tons of spoiler alerts, no spoiler alerts here. I will say, like for Nancy's work, what's on Publisher's Marketplace is safe, Nancy. We kind of gave some things away, but just think one secret, and I'd love the monarchs to go. And if Mark is still here, Mark, tell us a secret.
Okay. Thank you. And in case I have to go in about 5 or 10 minutes, Riley, you're really excited to be here and to say fantastic work. Love Disconnected.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
Just full of hope and right all the way through it. Very exciting. You know, I had vibes of The Matrix all the way through it, which I love The Matrix. So a secret through Maggie is actually there's a secret level to the organization that Maggie is part of. So it's a hidden secret level. So, yes. I don't know. Do you need to say more than that or not? I don't know.
You can say a little bit more if you want to, led to, Mark.
So, yes. So it's a kind of Girl Scouting organization. It's called the Wayfinder Girls. And Maggie joins them because she's been along. And then she gets invited to join an elite group within the Wayfinder Girls who are called Guardians. And the Guardians protect the world against otherworldly threats. Okay.
That's love it. That's a secret that you've got to read Maggie and the Mountain of Light to find out more. All right. I am ready to hear a secret. Stacy, what secret might you be able to share about Fawn or Free?
I'd have to think about it a little more, but right off the top of my head, there is a secret place where they hide out during their journey to freedom. It has to do with Free's best friend, and it's a kind of a neat little place where they hide out for a while. That's a secret.
and absolutely love that part of the book. Just reminds me so much of how everyday ordinary people can really open up their hearts and their homes for those who are in need. And they are our unsung heroes oftentimes. And the way that you have honored the people in the world that are that way for someone else through this secret place is very special. So thank you. I love that part of that secret. You guys, seriously, you're going to love this book. Okay. You're going to love it. All right. So it's going to be really fun with Stephanie because Stephanie has two books out now. She's got The Wraiths of Arjun that's coming out soon in December. You want to give a spoiler, like a little secret maybe there for The Wraiths, Stephanie?
Okay. Well, there's a few. So I know with Tahira, she has to kind of keep the fact that she's learning to be a conjurer. She has to keep that under wraps because it would be dangerous if the enemy were to find out. Keeping your identity is also a secret that Rowan and Akron are going to have to also, they're going to wear masks, so they have to keep their identities hidden too. So that would be a little bit I can share from that book.
Absolutely.
And
then
the Conjurer's Curse, there's lots of secrets, but the big one is that Rowan is cursed and he has to keep that from people knowing, and he doesn't know why he's cursed, who's cursed him. So those are all secrets he has to find out on his journey.
So thank you so much, Stephanie, for sharing those little secrets. It's so fun to be able to sit here in the middle of the party and get an email alert that your book is in editing rounds right now. So Kelly has been busy. She joined us earlier in the party, but she is editing The Wraiths of Arjun. Cannot wait for that cycle to keep going because that means it's going to get closer to your hands, guys. All right. So Lori has put in the chat that her MC has a secret. She gets a magical tattoo that makes her beautiful. So she's already beautiful inside and out, but it's about a young girl who's struggling with that image, and she has to learn some really hard lessons along the way. Absolutely love this powerful message. Lori, adore Butterfly Ink. Cannot wait for everyone to meet Callie. It's just such an amazing story. And Adrian said he has a secret. There is a special dragonfly fossil that has saved animals in the past, and it may just save the animals in his The Ground World Heroes. So Adrian, thank you for sharing us a little secret. Absolutely love your book and very excited to maybe make some announcements soon for you. So thanks for joining us, Adrian. And let's go with Nancy. Nancy, tell us a secret.
Well, it's interesting in that Me and the Missouri Moon is actually built upon a secret. And it's sort of a spoiler alert here, but the spoiler alert only, it ends after the first two chapters, so it's not so much. Scarlett, who is our heroine in this, and of course is the major protagonist, has a daddy. Who they live in the Missouri Ozarks, which is sort of a backwater area. And daddy, shall we just say, has a bit of an affinity for prisons because he's in and out of them quite a bit. And Scarlett is driving to beginning of school to the their sort of shop to get, you know, school supplies, pencils and all of that, rainy night. And daddy actually does not see a person on a bicycle, hits the bicycle. The bike goes off into a stream on the side of the road, turns upside down, and he won't stop. And Scarlett becomes, of course, hysterical because, I mean, this person could be drowning even in that small amount of water. Well, in any event, that scene goes on. The secret lies with the very, very new friend of Scarlett's, a young lady from the city, a girl from the city. And Scarlett tells nothing about what happened with daddy. She doesn't know what to do. But she finds out very quickly in due course that the young boy young man, actually, who was hit by her daddy, is her new best friend's brother.
Oh, yes. The secret continues
all the way through, and I shall say no more.
Absolutely love Me and the Missouri Moon. I love Scarlett and Cricket and your whole cast of characters. Absolutely amazing work that you've done, Nancy.
Thank you.
I just want to say that, guys, our books do have secrets in them. There are very hard topics that we can cover in our Monarch books, but these are books that matter, and these are books that are needed, and they need to be in the hands of our young readers today because it can help give them a voice as well. So now I want to hear another secret. Caitlin Alexander, what do you have for us?
First, I have to apologize that my dog is barking. I think my husband and kids just got home.
I'll hear it. We haven't heard it.
Okay, good. I'll share a secret that I don't even know if you know, Jen, but when I was going through editing rounds in She's Still Here, I added mentions of a certain character. You never actually meet him, but I added mentions of him that I added late just in case I wanted to make him a love interest. Down the line, and I'm kind of leaning towards doing it, so we'll see.
Ooh, look here, possible secret love interest. Ooh, I have some ideas, Caitlin. I'm going to be texting you later.
Yes,
I'm super excited about the work that you've done with She's Still Here, which also evolved around a secret. There was something that happened to Jane, and we've got to figure it out. So without giving any spoiler alerts about that, you've got to check out Caitlin's first book, She's Still Here, so that way you can follow her online as she is prepping for her second book for her release with Monarch next year. We've tentatively penciled in a date. This has been a secret. Well, we've got us a month, Caitlin. That's been a secret. We haven't announced that yet. You want to announce our penciled in month?
We just really feel that the spooky story would do best. Bye, Mark.
Yeah. Bye, Mark.
Bye.
Oh, they gotta go. Teenagers need me. Love to all.
Bye.
Riley. Bye.
We think that a spooky story should launch during spooky season, so we're leaning towards October.
Secret is out. No pressure there. No pressure.
I know. I'm like,
get out of your writing right now.
But we're just. That's just our tentative pencil date. So we are just very excited to be able to, we're looking forward to that next work. And speaking of favorite things about books, what's your favorite book quote? We would love for you to put it in the chat, because when you do, we're going to have some prize time.
Ooh.
And you will get an ebook of Disconnected. So what's your favorite book quote? You can steal mine if you don't have one. This is just the influence that I can have over people. It is from Gandalf. This is my favorite quote ever in a book. So I would love it if you guys could share a favorite book quote.
See, I quote Gandalf every time a student comes late to my class. I'm like, a wizard is never late. They arrive exactly when needed.
I love that one too. Absolutely.
Right over their head, but it's you know, that's my favorite one. Yes. Or I use it when I'm late.
So if you can in the chat, Monarchs, you know you can play too. You can pop in and you can give a favorite book quote. Riley, you can add your favorite book quote in the chat and get it started.
I'm sorry. Last time I did that, I feel like it really messed up with the Wi-Fi here.
Oh no, we don't want that.
I don't want to do that. Yeah, I know. It like made a weird echo.
So the first book quote we see in the chat.
It's too long.
It's too. Go ahead. Don't do that, Stephanie. We want to know
It says I have to like delete words.
And that's why Stephanie writes epic fantasy, people. Oh, Lori's got it. Keep going though, Stephanie. You can do it in like two messages. Lori one, if the witch knew the true meaning of sacrifice, she might have interpreted the deep magic differently. Lori, where is that from? You've got to tell me what book. Do you guys know?
That's Narnia.
Oh,
the Witch in the Wardrobe.
Of course you would know. Of course you would know.
All right, there we go. You won't be surprised.
Oh, Caitlin, we love you. Caitlin had to sign off. She said, sorry to sign off, friends. My kiddos are ready for dinner. I'm so excited for you, Riley. Love to all the Monarchs. Yeah, and tell Lexi and Landon, hey, from us at Monarch, our little Monarchs. Oh, look at Stephanie's quote.
I had to laugh. I'm like, it's the same one as yours.
Y'all, this was not planned. This was not planned. Stephanie's quote. Would you like to read your quote, Stephanie?
I wish it need not have happened in my time, said Frodo. So do I, said Gandalf. And so do all who live to see such times, but that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us.
Yes, love it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Stacy's favorite quote, life is so extraordinary. Wonderful surprises are just around the most unexpected corners. Oh, Rosamund Pilcher, Winter Solstice with a bunch of hearts. I've got to go look this book up. Wow, that's a beautiful quote. Thank you so much, Stacy, for sharing that one. All right, guys. So now it's time to honor you, Riley Cross. And yeah. I'm going to try my best not to cry, but I have a blue box of tissue right beside me because we are wearing blue. Okay. The page isn't long enough, Riley.
You're going to make me cry.
Okay, I'm getting my Kleenex. I try not to cry at these, Nancy. This is you and Stacy's first experience at this, but usually I sob like a child. So I'm trying. I'm going to try not to. I can't even start. You are like a sister to me. I feel like we've known each other forever, and I can't tell you enough how much your friendship means to me. You are so super talented and filled with such wonderful ideas for Monarch. Keep them coming. Trust in me to publish Disconnected means the world to me. I'm so blessed to know you and have you in my life. Always, always, Riley.
Truly. Oh my gosh. You're
making love you so. And just to see, I don't think it's a secret, but Riley and I have known each other for years.
Yeah, for years.
And I want to say the connections that you can make with online friends is such a powerful testament to how God uses his people to connect with others. And you are truly my sister in Christ, and I love you so much. I do.
Thank you.
And I will stop talking because oh no, I gotta read Haley's. Okay, I'm reading Haley's. Okay. Riley, I remember when I first beta read your novel, and to go from there to being your editor on it and it being published by Jen is a surreal experience. Who would have thought this would happen when we met 5 years ago? I'm so excited about the publishing of your book and for the world to discover and fall in love with Kiara and the magical world you created. Congratulations on your much deserved special day. This is our Haley Wang, who we love so much. We love you, Haley. She is our editor, one of our lead editors at Monarch. Her and Stephanie Cotta are our leads. We just absolutely love you, Haley, and thank you for working on Disconnected.
Yeah, she's a huge part of its success from like beginning to end. Like just this, she's phenomenal.
We love you, Haley. All right, so there's Mark's. I cannot do Mark's accent. I'm not going to try. massive congratulations on the release of Disconnected. Such a thrilling, complex, and heart-wrenching story, beautifully conceived and written. I love the characterization and the world building. At times, somehow, both alien and familiar. And the hope at the end of it all. I really felt your compassion and care for humanity and the world shine through. Superb job, Mark Snowd. We love you, Mark. We love Maggie and the Mountain of Light. And we're so happy you're out there educating the youth of tomorrow for us. Absolutely love you, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
This is from our picture book author in Caterpillar. She said, I am so happy for you. And this is our Diane Blue Brooks Britt. And she is also a North Carolina author. And she is new to our team with Simon the Snake. And she's wishing you all the best, Riley.
Oh, thanks. I can't wait to have my kids read her book, too.
Oh, you're going to love it so much. All right.
I'm sure my son will, too.
Nancy, if you would like to read your screen, you can. I can read it for you. But if you can see that screen, if it's big enough.
Sure, I'll be happy to. It's tons of talent, hard work, and a caring spirit win the day for a published author. You have displayed all three, Riley, in your book, Disconnected. Congratulations on this achievement.
Thank you, Nancy.
Welcome. Pleasure.
All right, Stephanie Cotta, our fantasy writer with her long
Congratulations, Riley, on the release of Disconnected. I'm so honored to celebrate this wonderful achievement with you. Disconnected is a true gem, and I loved every bit of it. Your book rekindled my love for reading sci-fi and made me think of all my favorite sci-fi stories rolled into one. It's easily the best science fiction book I've read in years, so thank you for the riveting ride. I wish you the best on this special day.
Oh, Stephanie, thank you.
This one's from Lori. She's in the chat with us. She said, congratulations, Riley, on the launch of Disconnected. I pray for much success with your novel. Blessings. Oh. This is Lori Keating. We love you, Lori. Lori also has the Memory Quilt coming out, a children's picture book in 2024 with Caterpillar. We talked about Butterfly Ink, but we've got to give a special shout out for her too. All right, this is from Lindsay Hobson. She's another one of our middle grade spooky authors with A Girl in the Window. She said, Riley, congratulations on your publication. I'm a huge fan of Disconnected. Can't wait to read more. I have a feeling this is only the beginning of an amazing writing career. I am proud to be your monarch sister, Lindsay Hobson. We love you, Lindsay. This one's from Angelique Burrell. She's one of our YA authors. She writes thrillers. Riley, you have created an immersive and unique world in Disconnected, and I loved following Kiara on her fight to restore humanity. Congratulations on your book. Enjoy all the good feels. Angelique Burrell.
Thanks, Angelique.
Oh, Caitlin's. Riley's excitement around writing and Monarch Press is simply contagious. I've seen firsthand how she fosters a love of storytelling with her students, and the world is a better place for it. I haven't had the pleasure of starting Disconnected yet, but I've heard amazing things. My copy is sitting next to my bed waiting for me, and I cannot wait to begin. Congrats, Riley, celebrating you from Minnesota. That's our Caitlin Alexander. Love
Caitlin. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Stacy, it's your turn.
Okay. I apologize for coming closer to your screen, but Riley, I'm so excited for you and so happy to have you for a Monarch Sis. I'm honored to follow along on your journey and learn from you, and I wish you all the best. Congrats and happy book birthday. Love, Stacy. Congratulations.
Stacy, thank you.
Love, Stacy. Oh, Shelley Mack, she's our Scottish author out at a writing conference this weekend. She said, happy book birthday, Riley. I love my copy of Disconnected so much. Sorry I can't be with you to celebrate, but I will be there with you all in spirit, wishing you every success with your winner of a book and sending all my love across the miles. XOXO, Shelley Mack. Love you, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.
Can't wait for you guys to read Landis. It's going to be ready soon. That arc is almost finished. We're really excited about getting Landis to all of the Monarchs first. You guys get first reads, and then we're going to release it out. Kelly Martin is busy editing, y'all. I just got another ding on my phone. So the Wraiths of Arjun, closer, Stephanie.
Yay.
She said, Riley, I am so proud of you. I'm so glad that your book is finally out in the world. It has such a powerful message, action, adventure, and such an awesome storyline. Happy book birthday party. Here's to many more book birthdays to come. Kelly Martin.
Thank you, Kelly.
Love you, Kelly. So, all right, it is prize time. So, for the first person that gets it into the chat, we have to know, what does Riley teach? Go. See if anybody can get it. What does Riley teach? Teacher by day. Oh my gosh, Stephanie. Stephanie was so fast. Teacher by day.
Everything about me.
I'm so glad that you guys got to meet. I just absolutely love it.
I know.
Yeah, we'll go on little text rants or like message rants on occasion. I love it.
You do. Yes.
Love it. So,
and
Stephanie,
you become a chief partner. So I love that too. Thank you.
I'm so happy. I got to finish. I can't wait. It's just, I got to get my kids to bed earlier.
So creative writing by day, English by day, writer, mom by night. So, yep, Stephanie got it. All right, guys, it is game time. So this is going to be something new at Monarch. Now, I have given you sharing space. I am stopping my screen share. So you guys get to play. So,
yes. Let me just get it up. I have it here.
So Riley has made an escape room.
I love escape rooms.
So I'm going to be monitoring the chat.
All right. It's a virtual escape room. The only thing I'll need to know is what people say, because I might not be able to see it. And I'll just kind of talk through it. I'll give you a little sense of the book at the same time. When we get to a part where you got to solve a riddle or a clue, you just got to tell me what to do. Otherwise, I'm going to ramble. Every day in Disconnected, there's a certain number of hours, usually right before you go to sleep, you have to log into the data stream. And normally it's to get you to spend your money or your credits, or basically to make you feel alive after a day of work. You got to log in. There's the book trailer here. You're in the Forbidden Library. There's a couple of objects. Anything in the room that's something you can click on, you can. I'll save the book trailer for if you guys have nothing to say and you're stumped. I'll play it for a little intermission, maybe a clue. So this is the library. The other side of the library, there's a locked room you cannot get in. And there's a lock here. So you click on the lock. You have 1, 2, 3 numbers are needed to unlock the lock. So you guys tell me what you want to look at and I will got it.
And Stacy, the kids can play too. They can holler something out.
Yeah. While you're waiting, I could play the this too. I'll play it now. I'll play the trailer. Does the sound work?
I don't know if it'll work.
The sound might not work.
That just means they have to look at YouTube.
I can just hit play and say what it's saying. Go back. I was born a mistake. An anomaly. Everyone I've ever loved has paid the cost for my existence. I've been watched ever since, but I know books and other such dangerous things. I know outside the city walls, there are others, the ones deemed unworthy of citizenship or mistakes like me. Sometimes mistakes are all you need to unravel an empire of lies.
And then there's all the dramatic music playing in the background. You just can't hear it, but it's a lovely book trailer. Love it.
The trailer. So if you guys watch it, do we have any ideas of what's clicking?
What y'all want to click on?
That box clickable? Oh, wait.
Yeah, okay. Is the box clickable? Okay, let's go. The
box says a memory box in honor of one underlined man, Douglas. Her grandfather's name is Douglas in the story, and a memory box is left on his bed, and it like flashes pictures of him or projects little images. That's all she has left of her grandfather when she returns home and he's just gone. Hmm. Supposed heart attack.
So is it one? Do we take that one and put it in the box into the
lock? Yes. One is a good one.
Let's try it.
Or do we actually have to have all the numbers here that you would possibly need.
Okay. Mm. All right, Georgie, what y'all thinking?
Thinking.
You only need
Georgie
three.
Leaned in. Georgie leaned in. Well. She's ready. Come on, Georgie.
I'm thinking. Oh dear.
You're staring at him.
I know. Is the
There's
help
a five?
We've Macy got a five. Said number
help
five.
Mm. Are they? Help me. So this is Mother Lotus. She's kind of mean and grumpy and a horrible little, I don't know, she's a complicated little character, but I can give you a level one clue if you guys would like it. Mother says you should look for three numbers, both written and unwritten. Does this jog your memory?
Nancy already said push that five up there. I heard Nancy.
I did. Well,
can't click on it, but five is definitely there, and you need three numbers.
Okay, so we have one, we have five. Okay, go back to the other. Go back to the other one.
Oh, all the numbers you need are right here. Actually,
oh gosh, I see it. I don't want to say anything else. I'm excited. I'm not going to talk.
I see a zero in code.
Oh, I do too.
Now, I mean, you could refer to the trailer if you need to figure out the order. What order should I put the numbers in?
Okay, what do y'all want to try?
Because this is not the original, you know.
We have a one, a five, and a zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to think five. Wait.
Yes.
Five for May.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Stephanie. I know it now. Stephanie, you're the bomb.
All right. So, obviously, there's a finger left on. And there's a little bit of a clue there if you need. You've unlocked the bookshelf, but which one do I click on and in what book?
Oh,
can refer. You just got to think about it a little bit. I don't want to say too much.
Is it the purple one since it has something on the spine?
You mean, the colors might come across a little different.
I think it's that blue one. I think it's more the blue.
That's why it's a blue, yeah. Right? Because we're wearing, blue.
Yay.
The door responds to the print upon the opening time, but some doors are better left closed. Proceed with caution. Is it? You guys need it. Yeah, that is it. It's definitely done.
Huh?
You won.
Are we going?
Okay, great. It's like, do we proceed? Yes.
Yes.
Oh wait. There's a yes or no, isn't it? I'm sorry. This thing.
Yeah,
is blocked.
That's okay. Like, shall we do it? Yeah.
Oh, I got it. No, you're right. There is more.
I'm ready to go. Guess? I'm ready to check it out. Oh, yay! We made it out.
Love it. The adventure simulator.
Absolutely love it. Yeah. Okay, so now I don't have to share my screen anymore.
And I can just.
It's fun.
That was fun. I really like it.
I know. I was trying to keep it kind of, time wise.
So now for prize time. Oh, I could still share my screen. Now for prize time, I want to ask a question. Okay. I'm going to share it anyway. I'm going to share it. All right, here's our question, and any of you guys can answer it. Which character really means a lot to Riley Cross in the book, who provides a lot of wisdom, such a strong character. Let's see. Grandpa, says Stacy. Author Stephanie Cotta says Grandfather Douglas. Stacy, you won that one. That was so fast. Wow. So we love how you have taken just a place to honor your own grandfather. And I don't want us to cry about that, but I know that that means so much to you. And I'm just so glad that that's one of my favorite parts in the book. And it's just, and it's not just because of chocolate, even though I love chocolate. That is just, it's just, it's a sweet moment. And it reminds us in the middle of chaos and uncertainty that the people that we love the most are the ones that matter to us, right? In those times when everything feels like it's falling apart.
He's always pulling her away at like the moment. She's like, no, I'm busy. I have stuff to do. She's a young person. She's, you know, she's not planned. And he's like, no, we're going to do this. I can just love that about his character, just sort of like pulling her away and just like, it's, you know, focus on this. This is what matters, you know?
Yes, absolutely love it. Adrian said, sorry that I had to leave right now. He had a gathering. He said, congratulations once again. So thank you for joining us, Adrian. All right. So Stacy, you won that one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And look at this special screen. We can now say available now where books are sold. Yeah. Disconnected is now a part of our Monarch published collection. It is our science fiction, dystopian, our YA. I love how Mark mentioned The Matrix. I mentioned Fahrenheit 451. Stephanie, you said it was like all of the things you love about sci-fi all wrapped into one. Mm-hmm. So we're just so excited to be able to say out now. And speaking of books that are going to be coming out soon, we've got A Mark in the Road by Angelique Burrell. Then we have Landis by Shelley Mack. And look at there, Stephanie, you get to show off your cover. We did a cover reveal just a few weeks back, but this is our first time we've got to announce it at a book birthday party.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. The Race of
Origin by
Stephanie
Cotta. That's terrific. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
December 5th, 2023. So yes, we have three book birthday parties coming up, but we've got October will be our next one to celebrate another teacher, Nancy, in our team. Angelique Burrell is also a high school creative writing teacher.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. And we're super excited to be able to celebrate A Mark in the Road with her soon. So keep your eyes out for that. It's under ARCS right now. And Landis is about to come to your inbox. If you've signed up for an ARC, we're really excited about letting you have a first look at Landis by Shelley Mack. We've got to give a special shout out to our other Monarchs that we have with us. We have The Memory Quilt, The Girl in the Window, Listen Up, Butterfly Ink, Simon the Snake, Baby Celebrates Both Christmas and Hanukkah, Me and the Missouri Moon, Free Sings the Sea, and stay tuned for more announcements because, as we know, Monarch is always growing with the best books around. So we're so happy to say the best sci-fi dystopian is out now, Disconnected. So thank you so much, Riley Cross, for trusting us here at Monarch, for celebrating with us. Thank you for everybody that has joined us in the chat, who is going to be watching this again to just honor and celebrate Riley. Riley, we love you so much.
Thank you. The love is definitely mutual and back at you.
So last words, Nancy, give us some last words for Riley as we close off our party tonight.
Well.
Oh, she said whale. Whale was her last word. Okay. I hope she can join us back. Stacy, give us some last words with you and your family for Riley.
Well, I'm just so thankful to be here. Thank you for letting my family come as well. It just makes it so much fun for me to get to be a part of your family. And I'm so excited for you. I can't imagine yet how it must feel, all the hard work I know you put into this and all the difference it's going to make. And we're just so, so, so thrilled for you. Happy book birthday.
Yay.
Stephanie, last words.
Well, congratulations again. I am so proud of you. I'm so honored to celebrate this with you. I would not have missed it for the world. And I truly do mean that you rekindled my love for reading sci-fi, because I really hadn't been reading much sci-fi lately. But I just fell in love with your story, your world, and I just wish you the best today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, my computer just died. I did not have it plugged in. She said, all the very best to Riley. She cannot wait to read your book. And I told her, well, your last word was well. Which is absolutely perfect, Nancy. We love it. And I just want to tell you, congratulations. I can finally hug your book. And I just know how much heart you have for this profession, for supporting other authors, for guiding them and leading them in your writing communities. Just absolutely love who you are.
Who you're going to make me cry. You want to be
the stop, but I love you so much. And I love all of you. And so from us at Monarch, we are signing off, and we just want to say congratulations, Riley. We're going to continue to pray for you, and everyone share this book birthday party out with all of your friends, and go check out Riley Cross online at Writing by Riley, and you can follow her all over the place and tell her hello and congratulations and get your copy of Disconnected. I'll sit down every time. All right, guys, y'all have a wonderful